Chapter 18. I was, accordingly, about 30 years old. At this age, even if one restrains his lawless yearnings, it is difficult, especially in a position of great authority, to escape the slanders derived from envy. Indeed, I preserved every woman unmolested, but disdained all gifts as unnecessary. Instead, even the tenths which were due to me as a priest, I did not accept from those who brought them. However, I did take a share of the spoils after I was victorious over the Syrians residing in the surrounding cities. And I confess to having sent these to my relatives in Jerusalem. But indeed, I had captured the Zipporites by storm twice, and the Tiberians four times, and the Gaberenes once. And I had Yohanan at my mercy after he had repeatedly plotted against me. But even then, I did not punish either him or any of those named communities, as the following account will establish. I suppose it was for this reason that God delivered me from their hands. For those who fulfill their obligations do not escape his notice. And after these things had happened to me, brought me safely through many other dangers. Now, the goodwill and faithfulness of the Galilean multitude toward me were such that when their cities were taken by storm, but both their women and children enslaved, even still, their lamentations over their own misfortunes were not as deep as their concern for my salvation. But when Yohanan saw this, his envy grew even more intense, and he crafted a second plot against me. So he feigned sickness and wrote to me, requesting that I would permit him to go down and make use of the hot baths at Tiberias for the sake of bodily refreshment. Now, since I did not suspect that he had any malicious intentions, I did not prevent him. But I even wrote to the subordinate chiefs in the city of Tiberias, to whom I had entrusted its administration, each by name, that they should both prepare a lodging for Yohanan and those who might accompany him, and ungrudgingly supply him with hospitality and everything necessary. Now at this time, I was living in a village of Galilee, which is known as Cana. Now Yohanan arrived in the city of the Tiberians. After having taken full advantage of these favors of mine for 2 days, he began to accomplish the objective of his visit. And indeed, ruining some by tricks, but others with money, he kept inducing the people to revolt from me and to join him. And many, ever craving for revolutions, and by nature favorably disposed toward upheavals, and delighting in seditions, gladly accepted his invitation. But Eustos and his father, Pistos, in particular, were quick to revolt from me in order to be counted with Yohanan. But I, having anticipated this, prevented them. For when Silas, whom I had appointed as general of Tiberias to guard the city, realized these things, he immediately wrote to me about the matters related to the plot formed against me. And a messenger came to me from Silas, bringing a message to me about the Tiberians' intention, and requesting that I would come quickly, for the city was gradually falling under another's authority. Now therefore, having received and perused Silas's letters, I gathered 200 men and traveled strenuously all night. I sent a messenger in advance to signal my imminent arrival to those in Tiberias. And early the next morning, as I neared the city of the Tiberians, indeed, the rest of the multitude came out to meet me. But Yohanan, suspecting that my visit had to do with him, did not come out at first. However, he sent one of his notables and feigned feebleness. And being bedridden, he said that his respects would have to wait. Later, however, Yohanan came with them, and he greeted me in a very perplexed manner, having become anxious that once his behavior was investigated, he would run the risk of being destroyed. So he quickly withdrew to his own lodging. Now I gathered the Tiberians in a stadium, but after I had come down there, I dismissed my bodyguard which was around me, with the exception of one man whom I retained along with 10 heavy armed soldiers. Then I was persuaded by the Tiberian multitude to make a public speech. Now I stood on a certain bank, 6 cubits high, to address the populace, and began trying to discuss with them what had been in the letters. And I appealed to them not to defect so quickly, for the upheaval would bring them a poor reputation, and that someone set over them in the future would have justifiable suspicion that they would not maintain their faithfulness to him either. But before I could speak everything I wanted, I heard one of my attendants directing me to come down.
For this is not a proper time for you to be concerned with the goodwill of the Tiberians, but instead about your own salvation and how to elude your enemies.
Now Yohanan, having discovered that I had been isolated with my attendants, selected the most trustworthy of the heavy-armed soldiers surrounding him out of the thousands who were with him. And he ordered those whom he secretly sent to do away with me. But when these men who had been sent arrived, and the populace had caught sight of them drawing their short swords, they raised a shout. But at this yelling, I turned around, and when I noticed the iron blade already set for the slaughter, I leapt off the bank toward the shore with my bodyguard Jacob and was supported by a Tiberian named Herodes. Yohanan's men would certainly have accomplished their mission had I not quickly leapt down. And being led by this man to the lake, I leapt up onto an anchored boat and seized it. Then I embarked, escaping with my 2 bodyguards into the middle of the lake. And this is how I unexpectedly escaped from my enemies and made it to Tari Kahar. Now when the residents of that city discovered the Tiberians' unfaithfulness, they became utterly provoked. But therefore, my soldiers quickly seized their weapons and kept appealing me to lead them against the Tiberians. For they said,
"We desire to take vengeance upon them for the sake of our general."
But they also were sending messages about what had transpired to those living throughout all of Galilee, in order to hastily incite these people against the Tiberians as well. They also appealed to vast numbers to unite and join them, so that with their general's assent, they might do what seemed best. Therefore, the Galileans came from everywhere in large numbers with their weapons and began to advance against the plotters. And they kept appealing to me to strike Tiberias, both to capture it by storm and, having demolished it to its foundation, to sell its residents into slavery along with their women and children. Now the counsel they gave me was shared even by my friends who had been saved from Tiberias. But I could not give my consent, as I was terrified at the thought of initiating a civil war. And I grew anxious that if a civil war was set in motion on account of the envy of a few men, it might bring the city to ruin. For I thought that this love of strife should proceed no further than words. And indeed, I sent a messenger to my own men, truly telling them that this action would be counterproductive, for the Romans were only waiting to see them destroyed by mutual conflicts, and telling them to provide only for their own safety, but neither to kill anyone nor to prosecute those responsible. Now, by saying these things, I managed to still the Galileans' anger. And indeed, they indeed held their peace, obeying the transmitted message. But when those in the surrounding countryside learned of both the plot and the one who had orchestrated it, they started gathering against Yohanan. But Yohanan outstripped them. For after his plot had proven ineffective, he became anxious for his life. In packing up the heavy armed soldiers around him, he fled from Tiberias to his fatherland of Gish Halab. And he wrote to me concerning what had been done, defending himself as if everything had been done without his knowledge. He also begged me not to be suspicious of him, adducing oaths and some terrible imprecations, by which he thought to gain credit for what he expressed. But now, the Galileans, perceiving that the man was a wicked individual and an oath breaker, were streaming together from each city, for many others too, from the whole region, had now been arrayed with weapons. And they came toward me. And many tens of thousands of heavy armed soldiers who appeared were shouting that they had come for Yohanan, the common plotter. For they appealed to me to lead them against him, messaging that they would completely obliterate and incinerate him, together with Gish-Halav, the fatherland which had admitted him. Now therefore, I indeed professed my gratitude to them for their eagerness. I affirmed that I accepted their goodwill, and even messaged that I would surpass it. But I appealed to them to restrain themselves and insisted that they cooperate with me. For I had resolved to quell the disturbances without bloodshed, preferring to subdue my enemies by diplomacy rather than by killing them. And having persuaded the Galilean multitude and restraining their rage, I went to Zipporah.